when I walk into a room, I already get people's attention. Most people walk into a room, they want to get people's attention. I don't even have to do it. I mean, I'm 6'5", so that doesn't hurt, right? That helps a little bit. But also missing my left arm, people are like, wow, like it draws attention to you. So then what do you do with it? I could go hide in a corner and try not to do anything, or I could go make conversation. When I figured that out, it gave me such a massive advantage when I go into a room. Like, you put me into rooms, Renee, like we go to your mastermind or whatever. I leave, I'm friends with everybody, right? Like, I literally, like, you see the social media, I'm hanging out with all these different people that I met at your mastermind, right? Or I met at AmpCon. It's a great icebreaker, but it gives me a massive confidence. This is who I am. I'm not hiding anything.
It's time to get inside your own head. Begin with the psychology behind your behaviors. Infuse it with an acute understanding of self-awareness, emotion, storytelling, body language, and more. Then look at it all through the lens of the latest neuroscience research, broken down to its most digestible form. And you've arrived. Enhanced messaging, deeper connection, heightened influence, and a greater impact on the world. Welcome to the Amplify Podcast with Renee Rodriguez.
Welcome everybody to the Amplify Podcast. And today I am excited because I get the chance to not only interview somebody who I think is brilliant in what he does, but also a dear friend. We have Mr. Chris Welton. Welcome to the show, my friend.
And thank you so much. What an honor to be on your podcast today, Renee. I'm super excited.
Well, I'm excited as well, man. I want to get right into it because we got some things to talk about. We got a book, we got an event, but more importantly, your story and who you are. I think that's the part to me that is the most important part, because it's the book and the event are all outcomes of your life and what you've done. And as you know, in these podcasts that I do here, I'm going to ask Chris some questions. We're going to dive deep, and I want to walk away with some actionable insights. And so I'll give the warning, if we're getting too esoteric and if we're getting too cliched, we're going to say, okay, what does that mean? And we're going to start diving in deep. And so, you know, Chris, you were a former very successful mortgage company owner and originator, and you left that to start your own coaching company. But you were born with a disadvantage. Talk to me about that.
I was born the son of a drug addict, first of all, and I was born missing my left arm, and with a limb difference, they call it today. Back then, it was just, you're just missing a left arm in the 70s. Now there's a cool word called limb difference. And it gave me a massive advantage later in life. Once I figured out it was an advantage. For years, I thought it was something that people would look down upon me and say, you know, he's not the guy. I'm not going to date this guy. He can't make the team. I want to be his friend, all these different things, because in the 70s, I never saw any other one-arm people. Like, you just didn't see him. Now, social media, there's Facebook pages of nothing but one-arm guys. So it's really cool. So what was a disadvantage then has become an advantage for me later in life.
You know, it's funny, it's just who you are. And that's why I love, we talk about it all the time. I grab it, we talk about it, we pull it up, and he's like, I don't know what prop to use. I'm like, dude, you got an attached prop right here that's going to capture attention. And you're like, you looked at me like, dude, nobody's grabbed my arm before like that. But it was one of those things that it's just, there are things in life that are who we are that we can't change. And so then we just need to embrace them. You know, yours is visible. Some of us have intellectual challenges. Some of us have emotional challenges. Some of us have financial challenges, and all of which are designed and part of the deck of cards that we're dealt with in life. And we were telling my kid, I said, you know, I was like, I wasn't dealt the best hand in life. I said, but who cares? I'm going to play the hell out of this hand. And not everybody's dealt the perfect hand. It's just, how are you going to deal? You're going to deal with it. How are you going to play this hand that you're dealt? And so, let's go back to this thing about, you said it's become your biggest advantage. Why?
Well, I believe that it's, like you said, a conversation piece, but people notice me and they know who I am. Right. And I always said that I probably would have robbed banks at a young age if I'd have gotten away with it, but I think everybody would have caught me because obviously I would have stood out. But an advantage for me, because people remember me, right? And remember me. And the advantage with that is that you better always be kind, polite, and on point, because people are going to remember the one-arm guy. They just are, right? Like, I just stand out. So when I look at that, when I walk into a room, I already get people's attention. Most people walk into a room and they want to get people's attention. I don't even have to do it. I mean, I'm 6'5", so that doesn't hurt, right? That helps a little bit. But also missing my left arm, people are like, wow, like it draws attention to you. So then what do you do with it? I could go hide in a corner and try not to do anything, or I could go make conversation. And when I figured that out, it gave me such a massive advantage when I go into a room. Like, you put me into rooms, Renee, like we go to your mastermind or whatever. I leave, I'm friends with everybody, right? Like, I literally, like, you see the social media, I'm hanging out with all these different people that I met at your mastermind, right? Or I met at AmpCon. It's a great icebreaker, but it gives me a massive confidence. This is who I am. I'm not hiding anything.
And the thing is, you embrace it and you double down and triple down with it. And that's the part that I love. It's, you know, some people were born with, you know, you were the son of a drug addict. Some people were born into drug families. Some people were born into, you know, gang life. Some people were born into poverty. And the choice is whether you take it as your own or you embrace it, that this is what it is, and then figure out what advantage does it give you. So it's like, you know, like, we all want to stand out. Attention is like the biggest currency right now. And say, okay, we're going to give it to you, Chris. We're going to give you a lot of attention. What are you going to do with it? And it may not be the attention that we envisioned, but attention is attention. And you spin that so well in such a beautiful fashion, which is what I admire for you and about you. And because the way you would approach that is how you approach life. And that's what I was telling my wife. I'm like, that's why I love Chris. I'm like, he's the mentality that I want in life. He's the mentality that I try to adapt in life. And those are the people that I can spend my time with. But it's also, when you can deal with that, it's like life can throw anything at you and you're like, doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And so I want to also get into, because you wrote a book, but I want to get into the strategy of the book, which is really what's really cool. So here we are one day, we're looking for, and on a coaching call, looking for strategies to get access into people that are difficult. And we share the strategy and you go not only implement it, but then you go write a book on it. Tell us about what One Jordan is about. And then, by the way, if you're listening to this, we're going to dive into what it means to you as a listener and how you can use this strategy.
Yeah, the funny part is I first saw it on an Instagram reel by Bradley. And then I ran and I'm like, okay, this is a great idea. I'm going to do this and implement it right away. So I started doing it and it was effective, right? So I sent One Jordan shoe and a handwritten note. And I did the first person to Damon West. He responded. It was great. Damon and I have become great friends. I've been able to connect him with so many different people, and he's done the same for me, which has been amazing. And then I sent a shoe to Ben Newman, and then Ben Newman responded. Now Ben's my coach, and I was on a call with him just randomly today, catching up over some strategies. And then I'm in Miami and I said, Renee, I'm going to write this book. Would you do the foreword? And you're like, yeah, I'd love to. What's the book about? And I'm telling you, and you're like, wait a minute. Who'd you hear? I said, I got that from Bradley. He goes, I'm the one who told Brad that. I'm like, what? How full circle did that come?
I was in the room when he told you that, because he was sitting in his room, and he's like, and I'm listening. He goes, you got any of these cool things? I'm like, yeah, we'll do this thing. And I also gave him the burner phone one too, where you send a burner phone and with a note and you talk to the assistant. And the moment they answer the phone, the first moment the package is delivered, the assistant texts you, you dial that phone, it rings. And then you got access to them. There's lots of sorts of really fun, creative ways. But yeah, keep going. So explain the strategy though, like, because this is, I want to go into the story behind is cool, but what's the strategy? That's what I want to get into.
So the strategy for me personally was, I wanted to change my circle. Like, I wanted to get a circle of people that I really could learn from. And it's so hard to have, the barriers of entry are tough sometimes to get in the circles with people you want to meet. So what better way to do it than send One Jordan shoe and a note, right? Like, it's super bold, it's different, it's unique, and people respond to it. So for me, it started working right away. I had 8 or 9 people in a row just call me and text me that, Chris, the best thing ever. They get up.
Oh, but hold on, so go. You skipped over the strategy. Like, you send One Jordan and tells, so I send one, you, but back up. How do you know the size? Let's go into detail on this.
So you're right. I get a little ahead of myself. I get excited when I start talking about the book. So I find their shoe size, and in the first, usually like with Damon West, I just DM Damon West. This is before he was super popular, and he responded and gave me a shoe size. But a lot of times I get it from a friend or somebody who knows somebody, or I get it from their assistant. Like, I got, the way I was able to get Ben Newman's shoe size was through Monique, who works on his team. She got me the shoe size. So I was able to get it that way. But just different, just asking different people who I might know in the circle to get me the shoe size.
The skill set there is resourcefulness, by the way. If you listen to this, you might just listen to this and be like, well, how do I get a shoe size? Well, you be resourceful. What do I got to do? Whatever it takes, ask whoever you got. Even if you got to ask the person directly, but if you're just a little creative, you can get people. It sounds like you call the assistant and be like, hey, I want to send, you know, so-and-so this shoe. I want it to be a surprise. Can you just tell me what his shoe size is? Anybody will be more than happy to be part of a surprise. So, okay. So that, I love that part first is be resourceful.
Yeah. So that strategy has worked, but I've also asked individuals, like I asked John Maxwell himself when I met him back in November, I was like, hey, John, I'm just curious, what's your shoe size? He's like, size 11. Great. So then I was able to get one Jordan to John Maxwell. The idea behind it is to get on a phone call with them, right? To get 15 minutes of their time. And I've got a list of questions depending on who the person is. And I try to build some type of rapport out of the gate. And then I really wanted to push them towards my podcast, which most of them were, yes, we'll do your podcast.
Well, we're already into the Jordan. We got a shoe size. What do you do now?
Well, I send them a shoe size. Like I get a Jordan, right?
Well, how do you know what shoe to send?
Usually I just send a basic one Jordan 1 low top. If it's somebody that's got a really cool shoe collection, then I may find something different. Damon West said he likes Jordan 3s, so I sent him a Jordan 3. But the majority of the people get a low Jordan 1, basic Jordan 1. I sent Trent Shelton the Jordan 5 the other day, a different shoe that really nobody's ever seen because I know he has a really cool collection of Jordans. But usually it's just a one Jordan low top. Now, I'll share a quick story about that. I sent Clinton Sparks a shoe, and Clinton's like, "Do you got any other ones?" He didn't like the shoe I sent him, which was awesome. Because I sent him a high top that was kind of patent leather and gold. And I thought it was something that black and gold. I thought it was something he would like. He's like, "Man, I hate patent leather shoes, man." I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm sorry about that." But yeah, so it's not really about the shoe. I mean,
he's the type to be honest that way. And also to give you more props than anyone too. He's like, he's such a gem.
The love I've received from him has been incredible. He's been just huge to help me on this journey.
He's literally one of my closest friends on this planet. He's such a good dude. So I want to break this down because I'm listening to this. I'm going, okay, so I got to be resourceful. I got to get a shoe size. Then I got to figure out how do I order Jordans. I'm assuming the Jordan.com or something like that. You can find that stuff.
I just Google, you know, Jordan 1 size 10 and a half. And that's what, you know, then I'll see what's available.
And then you buy it.
Then I buy it. Every now and then I've got to go to StockX or somebody get off the secondary market. But usually I try to get it through like Nike or Foot Locker.
And so then you go and you send one. What's the note say?
Depending on who the person is, usually the note will say, "Please accept this one Jordan shoe as a gift for your time for reading this letter. If you give me a call or do a 15-minute Zoom call with me, I'll send you the other shoe." Sometimes it's a little more personal if they've done something that's really affected my life and the way they, you know, present themselves, or I really like the story about you or whatever. I get a little more personal with it, but it's a handwritten note. I mean, it's very personal when it comes to them.
Love that.
And then it's got my phone number and it's got my, like my Instagram handle, right? If they want to follow me on Instagram, but my phone number.
Love that. So you send it out and so if you're listening to this, you know, I love the neuroscience stuff. Why this is so effective is because you're creating the lack of closure. You're using creativity to get through that. So there's a novel sense to this. Novelty is a really important piece. But the lack of closure, one of two, it's like peanut butter, no jelly, cereal, no milk. Like you need those together. You need the other shoe. But one, it's a really valuable gift. It's super creative. It pierces through the mundane and the cliche. And who wouldn't want the second pair of Jordans, even just out of intrigue to finish it out? And anybody who's at that level too, because you're going after people that are pretty well known, respects that kind of game. And that's awesome. And so you send that out, they call you. What kind of responses do you typically get?
Usually I get a response like, "Hey, you've got my attention." Or they'll send me a text message. Now, John Maxwell said, I didn't answer the number because I thought it was somebody trying to sell me a warranty from South Florida. You know, it was a West Palm number. So I don't need a car warranty. But I got this voicemail on my phone from John Maxwell. It says, "Chris, John Maxwell, where's my other shoe?" Like, John Maxwell, dude, like that's the Michael Jordan of what we do for a living. Like, that's the GOAT in my opinion, right? He's the man. And so I called him back right away and we had a 10-minute conversation and it was unbelievable how nice and kind he was. And the cool thing about this story with John Maxwell is the next day he started speaking on some different circuits he was doing. And he does this story about how to get out of the people pile. When he does that speech now, he tells people about Chris Welton and the One Jordan shoe story.
Yeah.
Every time he does it, someone will DM me on LinkedIn or whatever, Instagram, Chris, you're not going to believe it. John Maxwell is talking about you on stage.
Yeah.
A few weeks later, I go to Nashville, Tennessee, and I get a chance to spend some time with John. And I walk up to him and I said, John, Chris Welton sent you the One Jordan. He gets his phone out. He says, I need someone to take a picture of me and Chris. On his phone. Me. It was amazing. Like,
he's fanboying now.
Yeah, right. So it was just an amazing, that was the biggest, like, oh my gosh, this works at all levels, right?
Well, what a validation. And as you're listening to this, I want you to think about, this is somebody who says, I want to grow my network and I want to do that by adding value to it, by being different, being resourceful, and having the courage to think big. And he went after the biggest names. I've seen the people. Not all have been successful. Some have been kind of rude, which has been great because you get to know who you want to deal with and who you don't, right? But you're more successful when the person doesn't even try, which is great. But then you get after these big validators where you have stood out so much, added so much value, and been so creative that one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest, wants to take a picture with you. Talk about the tides turning and the tables turning on that. And so I want you to listen to this and really think about, who are those people that you need to get a hold of? Who are those people that you're, God, I wish I could open that door. And how can you send one Jordan or one glove or one shoe or whatever it is, that one thing that you can take away to be creative and be resourceful and to really, truly differentiate yourself from the rest from a relationship standpoint, but then have the courage to actually do it. But then also, here's the other piece. Chris isn't just doing something to be quirky and unique and fun. He has a strategy that he's working from. It's like, I do this. He knew his next step. I want him on my podcast. And so it's like one step to the next. And then after the podcast, can I write the story about you? I mean, you are methodically moving us along the Chris Welton funnel of branding and relationship. And so you went into it. And so if you're listening to this, I want you to hear the next part and just hear, because Chris does this so effortlessly. He almost like blows over. It's like, because this is how he thinks. He's a business guy. He's a coach that's actually ran in successful businesses. That's what makes him different. And so, but sometimes when we're so good at that, we forget like the details. Like, you had a strategy. So tell us about your strategy. Get him on the phone. What were the next steps?
Well, the next steps were to try to get them on the podcast was the main thing. And then I talked to them all about, I'm going to be writing a book and I want to include you in the book. And I'll share a story with you about somebody who responded at first and then he didn't respond and he ghosted me for a little bit. His name is Tarek El Musso, HGTV, super, super famous guy. If you watch HGTV, Flip or Flop. And he couldn't make the first call. And then all of a sudden his PR people got involved and they didn't want him to do my podcast because he had his own book coming out. There was all these different reasons. So I sent him the second shoe anyways. And another handwritten note said, hey man, enjoy the shoes. I'm sure at some point our paths will cross. The day after they signed for that, he called me on my phone and said, Chris, when can I be on your podcast?
Beautiful.
So I did not give up.
And you gave without expectation. Exactly. That was the other piece. Like, that's the beauty, man. Like, you used the creativity, but it wasn't like you pulled it. You're like, you know what? Like, you're smart enough to understand there's a business side to those guys you're trying to get at, and you're going to give it anyways. And you had no expectation, but you're going to put your values out to the world. That's what I love, man. I love that. And even if they hadn't called, you still did the right thing.
Yeah. And I've done it again. I've sent another shoes recently to somebody. Now the cool thing, the book's out. So I also sent him a book, you know, copy the book, and I sent it to him if they don't respond. And we'll see what happens down the road. But if somebody said to me the other day, well, Chris, what do you do with all those shoes? I said, oh no, I send them eventually. Like, I'm not going to have a whole closet full of One Jordans. You know what I mean? So I send them, but I think that shows them that, again, I'm not trying to be gimmicky or anything else, because some people feel that way. Sal Frisella was like afraid that I was some kind of stalker. He told me in person when I met him last week, he's like, I didn't want to respond to you because I thought you were some weirdo sending me shoes, which is great. But I met him in person and we hit it off. Like, we did, it was great. So, but you just don't know how people are going to respond. But after I did several, like I said, I went seven or eight straight, people responded positively. Then all of a sudden I had somebody not respond positively. And I was such a jerk. Like, I was so offended. Like, how dare you? Like, and all of a sudden I thought to myself, wait a minute. What right do I have to be offended they don't respond to me sending him shoe, right? So I had to get inside my head there a little bit and straighten that out. But at first I was disappointed for sure.
And it's natural. And that's what's funny is that potential of that one disappointment is what deters most people from doing it. And if that is the focus, like, there is no way to do anything without any level of disappointment, without any level of failure. That's just, there's no way around that. And so if you just get that in your head, some will, some won't, so what next? We, 18 years old, I was told to write on a sheet of paper, SW, 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 next. And that was a reminder that some will, some won't, so what next? And just keep going. And I don't spend an ounce of energy worrying about who didn't and didn't what. People are like, well, why didn't they do this? I don't know. Some will, some won't, so what? Let's go. Let's move forward. Are we doing the right thing? Yes. Are we doing it ethically? Yes. Are we truly trying to help? Yes. Then we're good. Let's just keep going. Either they'll figure it out or it wasn't the right timing. No big deal. No big deal. And so, okay. So now you get them, they get the shoe. When can I get my next shoe? You get them on the podcast. What happens after the podcast?
Well, the cool thing is I find out really who the people are once they're on the podcast to see if it's someone I want to build a relationship and go deeper with. And some of the people haven't been, and it's nothing against them. They just aren't the people that I feel that I need in my life to grow the direction I want to go. The people that have been, I've got incredible relationships with. Like, I built some really solid relationships with some people. Damon West has become a personal friend of mine. Like, I text with Damon at least once a week. Like, we're like, we just hit it off because of the shoe, right? Like,
yeah,
incredible. Ben Newman is like really a powerful force in my life right now because of the one Jordan shoe. And so it helped me shorten the gap. I'm 51 years old and I'm trying to build this awesome coaching company. I don't have 20 years to learn right on the way. So how can I shorten the curve a little bit? Well, by finding a better circle, right? Finding people who are willing to help you, but are also levels ahead of where you want to be. And that's what it's done for me.
So I love that, Chris. And so if you're listening to this, who are the people you're trying to get to and how do you creatively do this? This is one of the best strategies I've ever seen. And the last part about it is you got to execute. Chris is an executor. And so you got to ask yourself, if you're thinking about it, that's not execution. Go out, choose one person, buy the shoe, figure out the shoe size, buy the shoe, send it, and start the process. I think that's phenomenal. So Chris, you have an event coming up. Tell us about that event. What's it about? When is it? All the things. And it's online too, right?
It's online. It's totally free. Most of the people that are speaking are people who got one Jordan. So that was pretty cool, right? I built relationships and they've been able to do that. Most of the speakers came from either me sending one Jordan or somebody I met because of the one Jordan. So it's called the Strength Through Adversity Summit. You're not alone. And it's dedicated to my son, CJ, who passed away in 2020. And my speaking, what I'm going to talk about is how fathers deal with infant loss. That's what I'm going to talk about when I speak during that event. I have another person coming on that she runs a thing called the Finley Project, and she's going to talk about infant loss as well. But then I've got all these other speakers that are Amberlee Lago. Like, I mean, I've got some pretty like dominant speakers, Renee Rodriguez, like, you know, like these people that are going to do 10-minute recordings for me, right? And talk about how adversity has affected their life. Right? Ben Newman's going to be on there. And I'm working with Trent Shelton right now to try to get that finalized. Like, this isn't a money maker. This isn't me making money from an event. Like, I'm spending all the money to do all this stuff because I feel that I need to give back and help somebody else. If someone else can get on there and see, if a fan of Trent Shelton's that's gone through infant loss gets on there and sees Chris Welton and it helps them deal with it, then the whole program's a success. So we're going to do, it's a 4-day event. There's 20 speakers, about 10 minutes each. And I'm really excited about it. I'm pouring my heart and soul into it right now. It's a lot more work than I thought it was going to be. But anything valuable is, and we're just excited to roll that out. We'd love to have that turn into a live event, maybe in 2026, but 2024, it's going to be all online.
I love it. So tell us where we can find it and how do we get there?
Yeah. So I'll get you the link and everything to put in your show notes.
I'll put it in the show notes for sure.
Yep. There's the website will be set up starting tomorrow to start registering. So, you know, I'll make sure you get that. And it's again, I just think it's something that we need to do. A lot of people are going through adversity right now, and I wanted it to be the lowest barrier of entry possible, which free would be the lowest barrier of entry.
I love it. I love it. Well, it's Chris, my brother and friend. It's such a pleasure. Thank you for going so deep on this one idea here with us and giving us the detail, because if you're listening to this, I hope you go implement it. And if you do, reach out to Chris. Chris, what's your Instagram? It's one hand at a time, correct?
One hand at a time. Yep. And there's literally a QR code inside the book that'll help you create your one Jordan list. Like literally can download it. It's got all the steps to create your one Jordan list.
Perfect. But follow Chris. Tell him the stories that you've done. If you've listened to this, send him a message. Tell him that you're what you're doing. Share best practices. He's the type of guy like I am. You steal the idea, go make it better, then teach me what you did. And it's the way the world gets better and continues to grow. Chris, any final statements that you want to say as we get off here?
Yeah, you're only one Jordan away from changing the trajectory of your life.
Love it. One Jordan, one decision, one piece. There's so many things that could be done. And that butterfly effect is a real thing. And we just have to have the courage to be able to do that. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Chris, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure, brother. I'll see you at the Mastermind.
Yes, sir. See you soon.
As always, if you like this, please like, share, subscribe, all the things. Go to follow us on One Hand at a Time. You can find Chris, find me at Learn with Renee. We got AmpCon coming up. See the notes in the show notes. We'll tell you where it is. It's in Dallas, Texas. I believe it's August 16th, I believe. Don't quote me. It's one of those dates. And we're going to have some amazing speakers this year. I haven't told you who we're working on, but I've got some cool people. God, do I? You know what? I'm going to hold off. We're going to see, but I'll tell you offline. Thank you guys so much. And as always, please comment, share, subscribe, all the things. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. If the experience resonated with you, follow us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or AmplifyMyLife.com. Share it with anyone else who's ready to amplify their lives. And remember to let our hearts speak in sequence. For more from Renee Rodriguez, visit MeetRenee.com.